6. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image.
Hold it right there. Notice, because I want you to see this. Notice that when he gave the command, made a decree and gave the command, there was certain who Chaldean came in verse 8 near and accused the Jews. Satan heard you when you said, I am healed. Satan heard you when you said, I'm going to give $1,000. Satan heard you when you said, I love my wife. Satan heard you when you said, I'm going to be faithful. And so he come over here and he accused you. Just like they went to the king and accused those Jews. You're going to see it in a minute. And when he did, it put pressure on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when Satan accused you, because he heard you make your confession, and then he'd come and pinch your skin, put a pain in your body, because he heard you say, I'm walking in divine health. I walk in love. I'm not offended at anybody. He accused you and set one up. And if you just hold a hopping along with no real true commitment to your confession, bang! And you wonder, how in the world am I getting this mess?